At this hour, firefighters are trying to manage the levels at the new Nuuanu Reservoir. The Board of Water Supply says water is at the 1.5-foot level below the spillway. Crews have been monitoring the situation overnight. Emergency management personnel are coordinating with Chief Engineer Ernie Lau should an evacuation notice needs to be issued. Some 10,000 residents in the valley could be affected by a breach. We go now to the city's Emergency Operations Center, where spokeswoman Kathleen Pahanui is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what can you tell us at this point?
At this point, BWS and Honolulu Fire Department have pumpers going to lower the level of the dam. Overnight, it went up about 4 feet, which is what brought it near our spillway.
And so what's the situation as far as any kind of notice if one needs to be issued to alert the residents down below?
Okay. We are below the action level for an alert right now, but we did want to just send something out to the media so people could at least be aware of what's going on. Obviously, there's a lot of activity there, so we don't want people to be unduly alarmed.
Okay. And then what are the reports from the field? How many units do we have out there with the fire department?
We have a couple of fire trucks out there that are helping us pump, plus we have three of our own pumps in there as well, plus a couple of siphons.
Now, if I recall, when we had the Coloco breach on the neighbor islands, the state actually went out and inspected all of the dams and reservoirs. And at one point, the Board of Water Supply even, I think, lowered the level. And you folks had stopped the annual fishing.
You got the wrong dam. We're talking about Nuuanu Dam number one. Number four is fine. There are no issues with number four. That's where the fishing is.
Gotcha. Okay, so this is a separate
Correct.
One. Which is the larger one?
Four.
Four is the larger one. Okay. And so is there any other backup plan at this point?
Right now we're pumping. That is our primary plan. And from what we can tell looking at it on our monitors, pictures from the site, we have cameras there. It appears as the level is going down. And from the radar, from the weather radar, it looks like the rain should be easing off this afternoon.
Okay, so we just got to keep our fingers crossed, but everybody should just stay alert and monitor the situation.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be checking in with you later. Thanks so much, Kathleen.
Thanks, Catherine. Appreciate it. Aloha.
Aloha. And social media posts are showing the wide-ranging damage from Tropical Storm Olivia, including a house and several cars being swept up in the raging water on Maui. The flooding buckled roads, unleashed mud and rock slides, and winds knocked out trees. Maui News reporter Chris Sugidono joins us live with a snapshot of how the Valley Isle and the rest of the county is faring there this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So you were down in that area where that home was kind of swept away.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I saw the video, and it was pretty pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it's pretty alarming.
Yeah.
So what's happening now?
I think now, I haven't gone out there today, but I know that last night it was pretty much a swamp. I mean, it was really muddy, and actually one of the families let me borrow boots from them so I could trudge along, and a lot of people were just kind of assessing the damage and looking at their homes. There literally were cars that just kind of piled up in different spots. And if I had more time, I would have took a lot more photos, but I was literally on deadline. And it was kind of difficult getting out there because I had to get a ride from one of the families to get out there because even the road itself was, it was puddling in a lot of areas. And you kind of almost need four-wheel drive to get out there because it's completely off the grid. But the spot, the family that I spoke to, which I don't know how many other homes might have been swept away, but I believe the Lozano family that I spoke to was hit probably one of the hardest. And they had like three separate buildings, like a building for their kitchen and the dining room or living room. And then they had two-bedroom buildings that the parents slept in, and then the kids slept in. They had five kids that they share.
Wow, and I know that initially they were concerned that there might be some people missing, but I believe everybody's been accounted for, correct?
Yeah. And it sounded like there was some people, I think some of the people that might have been unaccounted for were trapped on the other side of the river because there's kind of part of the river, I think, cuts in between the homes. So there's like homes on the lower, below the river, next to the highway, and then homes above the river, further up the valley. So.
And what else can you tell us about that area? Did the family say that they'd had problems before?
Yeah, they said, I guess, last spring there was a really big flood that came through. But I guess apparently, you know, that it was their house was because all those houses are built like on stilts for the most part, because they know that I think they get a lot of, you know, the natural waterway. So I guess there was kind of a scare back in the spring. So I think they made some, you know, preparations for future, you know, flooding and stuff. But I don't think anyone expected it to be that bad.
Right. And I know that they had some problems, some road closures down in the Hana area. What are you hearing from the other counties, Molokai and Lanai?
Yeah, it sounds like the East Maui, Hana, and Molokai were probably hit the hardest, aside from West Maui. I know I saw a video of on Molokai, and the school was, there was a lot of flooding at the school, and then I saw one of the roads was completely, you know, covered in water and impassable. I know that most of the island, I think, lost power, and then I think there's even some that are still without power today. But yeah, I think the road out to Hana was blocked for much of the day. I think there was a telephone pole that had come down, or power lines that came down and trapped about 20 cars or something.
And is it still raining there? I mean, because it's still raining here on Oahu.
No, it looks like it's been, well, see, I don't know. Maui is so weird because you can have rain literally. I mean, I imagine the same in Oahu. You can have rain on one part of the island or one section of an island, mm-hmm. and not rain over here. But by our newsroom in Wailuku, there's not, I don't see any rain.
Okay, well, hopefully you dry out. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
All right, that was Maui News reporter Chris Sugidono giving us an overview of how the community there is coping with the aftermath of Olivia.